listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
Oh, hi, Julie.
Matt, you usually have so much pep in your step. What's wrong?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it seems kind of silly to tell you about.
It's not silly, Matt. If you're sad, I want to know why.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I was supposed to have my birthday party this weekend. It was going to be awesome. We were going to have a barbecue outside and go to a baseball game.
It does sound awesome. So what happened?
Well, right before it was supposed to start, a crazy thunderstorm came out of nowhere. We thought it was going to be a beautiful sunny day. And then all of a sudden, boom, rain, thunder, lightning, the whole shebang.
So what happened next?
Well, everyone came to my house and we did eat some food together and we watched the game on TV, but it just wasn't the same.
Ugh, I'm so sorry, friend. I hope you get to go to a game with your pals really soon, and I hope next year's party is doubly fun. Well, should we talk about our lesson for today? You know, to get your mind off the party?
That's a great idea. It'll cheer me up for sure. But what are we going to learn about?
Well, remember, last week we learned about a man named Daniel. He loved and trusted God, and God saved him from the den of lions. Well, there's more to the story. Daniel was also a prophet. Do you know what a prophet is?
I sure do not. What is it?
A prophet is someone who speaks for God and delivers his messages. So today we're going to learn not just about Daniel, but about how God sent and used lots of prophets throughout the Bible.
Oh, that's pretty neat. I wonder what it would be like to bring people important information or tell them about something that hasn't even happened yet.
Actually, I do have an idea of someone we could talk to. She isn't a prophet, but her job is to make predictions based on lots of information and to get that information to lots of people. What do you say we talk to our friend Marissa, the meteorologist?
This is perfect. I have a lot of questions for a weather person today.
All right. Well, take it easy on her. Let's hop in the car and head down to the TVCN studio to see that meteorologist friend of ours.
Let's say meteorologist together.
Meteorologist!
Did someone say meteorologist?
Sure did. How are you, Marissa? It's been a while.
196 days, to be exact. I am happy to report that things are sunny and bright here at TVCN. Although, things got a little weird here in Texas a couple of months ago.
Oh, we remember. I hadn't seen snow like that in, well, like, ever. But anyway, I have some questions for you. Like, how dare you let it rain on my birthday party?
Hold on, Matt. Marissa, if you have a few minutes to spare, could you remind us what exactly a meteorologist does?
Happy to. It's my job to study the weather in our area. I look at maps and radars and use all kinds of instruments to figure out if it's going to be a nice day, a rainy day, maybe windy. There's all kinds of different weather. So once I do my best to figure out what that weather will be, I let our community know by telling them all about it on the news. You can catch me on TVCN at 5, 6, and 9 o'clock.
So if you have all that fancy equipment, why do you get it wrong sometimes? I mean, no offense, but I'm not sure if you heard or not. My birthday party got canceled because of some surprise rain.
We've all heard, Matt.
That's a fair question. I do my very best to accurately predict the weather, but ultimately, that's what I'm doing, making a prediction. I guess. I have skills as a meteorologist that help me figure out what might happen with the weather before most people. So I let them know my very best guess so they can know what's going on and prepare. But I do get it wrong sometimes because only God is in control of the weather. Only He knows what will happen for sure.
That makes sense. Even though you're not always able to get it right, I'm still thankful we have people like you to help warn us when scary weather is coming or to tell us that we should make plans to enjoy a beautiful day.
Exactly. And I heard today you're learning about prophets. I'm definitely not a prophet. The big difference between a meteorologist and a prophet is that I get my information and news to share from tools and guesses. Prophets get their news from God. I'm right a lot of the time, but the prophets in the Bible were right all of the time.
Being a prophet sounds pretty cool. And fine, I'll admit it. So does being a meteorologist.
I'm glad you think so, Matt. Well, I better go. I have to finish getting ready for the weather segment on tonight's evening news. Have I mentioned I'll be on TV?
Once or twice. Hey, thanks so much for sharing what you know, Marissa.
My pleasure, guys. I hope it helps as you hear today's story from the Bible.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. Let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand his word. God, thank you for your word. And thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. Amen.
Last week, we learned how God saved a man named Daniel, who worked for a king. Some people who worked with Daniel were so jealous of him that they tried to get him killed by tricking the king into making a law that would be very bad for Daniel. But God heard Daniel's prayers and saved him from the men who were trying to hurt him and from a den of lions.
God didn't just save Daniel, though. God also made Daniel a prophet. What is a prophet? A prophet is someone who speaks for God and delivers his messages. Today, we're going to talk about how God sent prophets like Daniel to speak to his people a long time ago and to us today, because God wants to talk with us.
God sent his prophets to his special chosen people, the Israelites, because God wanted to talk with them. Through the prophets, God warned the Israelites what would happen if they kept on sinning. But God also gave them hope by reminding them of his unbreakable promises. What is an unbreakable promise from God to his people called again? A covenant. That's right. Let's review the five covenants that God made with his people in the Old Testament. Let's start by counting to five together. Ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We're going to go fast, but let's remember each of those five covenants or promises God made to his people. Number one. Hold up one finger. God's covenant with Adam. Let's say Adam. Good. God promised Adam and Eve that he would send them a savior, a child who would be born after them, who would save the world from sin.
Now hold up two fingers. God's covenant with Noah. Let's say Noah. God promised Noah that he would never flood the whole earth again with water. He even stamped that promise with a rainbow.
Hold up three fingers. Number three, God's covenant to Abraham. Let's say Abraham. Nice. Even though Abraham and his wife Sarah were too old to be having babies, God promised to give Abraham a huge family that would be God's special chosen people. He promised to give them a beautiful land to be their new home and to make everything wrong in the world right again through their big family.
Number four, can you hold up four fingers? Good. God's covenant with Moses. Let's say Moses together. Moses. God gave Moses and the Israelites many different laws about how to love God most and to love other people. If they obeyed these laws, God promised that they would be able to live with him in their beautiful new land.
Number five. Hold up five fingers. A whole hand. God's covenant with David. Say David. All right. Because David had a heart that loved and trusted God, God promised David that there would be a king in his family forever.
Whew. Those are some big promises. Do you think God really kept all of his promises? Yes. That's why, many years later, God sent his son, Jesus. Jesus is the promised Savior who came to save the world from sin, not to wash it away in a flood. Jesus is the Israelite from Abraham's family who is making God's family, the church, very big and making everything in the world wrong right through them. Jesus obeyed God's laws to love God and love other people perfectly. And Jesus is the King from David's family who rules forever and ever as God. God is so good, so he always keeps his promises.
But what about the Israelites? Do you think they kept their promise to God to love him most and to love other people? No, they worshiped other gods who weren't real and treated other people and even each other very badly. Even still, God wanted to talk with them. So God sent them a prophet to warn them what would happen if they kept on sinning. Do you think they obeyed then? No. So God sent them another prophet. Do you think they obeyed then? No. Well, God sent them another prophet. Do you think they obeyed then? No.
Why? Why would the Israelites ignore the prophets and disobey God, even though God had been so good to them? Well, because their hearts were sick with sin, just like ours, and they would not listen. So God sent other nations that were bigger and stronger than they were to take away their land. And God sent them into exile, far away from the promised land, just like he said he would, because our sin separates us from God.
God knew that his people needed new hearts if they were ever going to love and trust him. That's why God sent a prophet named Ezekiel. On the count of three, let's say Ezekiel. One, two, three.
Ezekiel.
Now, Ezekiel told the Israelites about a sixth covenant. Hold up six fingers. Good job. This covenant was called a new covenant that was coming and would be better than the five that came before.
Let's get an even closer look at what Ezekiel said about this new covenant from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. The passage we're going to read can be found in the Old Testament, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verses 26 and 27. I'll give you a moment to find it. Ezekiel 36, verses 26 and 27. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Ezekiel 36, 26 and 27 says, "And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my rules."
God promised his people that one day, he would send the Holy Spirit, who is God, to live inside them and be with them. God himself would take away their sick, sinful hearts and give them new, healthy hearts that could finally love and trust him. God would have to do something to save his people. And after about 400 years of silence without any prophets at all, he did. Jesus finally came.
God sent many prophets to talk to his people, the Israelites, because God wanted to talk with them, and God wants to talk with us too. That's what the Bible is. The Bible is God's true word to us, his message, so we can know, love, trust, and obey him, because God wants to talk with us, even though we're sinners. That's why he sent Jesus. You just heard God's word. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it
5 Second Fly-Through Review.
Our friend Marissa is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Marissa.
All right. We're going to ask you five questions. You'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out your answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay. Question one. What is someone who speaks for God and delivers his messages called?
A prophet.
Question two. What's an unbreakable promise from God to his people called?
A covenant.
Question three. Did God keep all of his promises to the Israelites?
Yes! Jesus kept all of God's promises.
Question 4. Did the Israelites listen to the prophet's warning and obey God's laws?
No.
Their hearts were sick with sin.
Last question. Question 5. What does God promise to give his people in the new covenant?
The Holy Spirit to live inside of them.
And new healthy hearts that love and trust God.
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, think of a time when you were hesitant to do what God was asking you to do. Talk to your family about that time and how you might respond differently next time.
Now, let's worship together by singing a song that will help us learn about the 40 big events from our Bibles. Listen for the part of the song that mentions prophets.
These 40 events from the Bible tell us God's big story, the story of Scripture. So let's sing them out together. Ready, set, here we go.
Creation, fall, promise, flood, Tower of Babel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, slaves in Egypt, Moses, Red Sea, wilderness, Jordan River, Joshua, conquest of the promised land, Judges, Samuel the prophet, King Saul, King David, King Solomon, kingdom split, prophets speak, Israel conquered by Syria, Judah conquered by Babylon, exiles returned, temple rebuilt, 400 years of silence, Jesus is born, lives a perfect life, disciples follow Jesus, dies on the cross, buried in a tomb, Jesus is resurrected, ascends to heaven, Holy Spirit comes, the gospel is shared to all the earth, the church waits, Jesus returns, the kingdom of God forever.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about today's story, you can turn to the book of Ezekiel anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tvcresources.net.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again soon.
Bye.